Details about the life of 17-year-old John Lee Malvo remain sketchy, but some facts may be clear. Although John Allen Muhammad called the young man son, in fact, the two are not related. John Lee Malvo was also known as Lee Boyd Malvo, or simply Lee Malvo. He was born in Jamaica. His biological father is a building contractor there. His father describes the young man as, quote, a nice kid, but apparently he hasn't seen him in 4 years and didn't know he was living in the United States. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more on the life of John Lee Malvo.
As far as we know, there is nothing remarkable in Lee Malvo's early life. He was born into a working-class Jamaican family. According to his half-brother, he read a lot and studied hard. He did well in school. In 1998, the 13-year-old Malvo and his mother, Una James, went to Haiti. The next year, according to INS documents, the two stowed away on a cargo ship and entered the U.S. illegally. They spent some time in Florida and then moved to Washington State. Exactly how and where Malvo met John Allen Muhammad is not clear, but in August of 2001, Malvo and Muhammad arrived at the Lighthouse Mission in Bellingham, Washington. According to Rory Rublin, resident manager at the shelter, Muhammad represented himself as Malvo's father.
They were nice people, very quiet, kept to themselves, nicely dressed, very polite. The young man was extremely polite for a teenager in today's age. Everything was yes sir, no sir, may I help, what can I do?
At the beginning of the school year, Malvo enrolled as a junior at Bellingham High. He had no transcripts or documents. Students who remember him at all describe him as smart, well-dressed, and studious. Chrissy Greenewald, who was in his college writing class, says Malvo's in-class comments were thoughtful.
Like, he knew what he was talking about, and he, you know, that was his opinion, and that was what he felt. It wasn't like he was popping off, and he raised his hand. It wasn't like he was being aggressive at all.
For recreation, Malvo and Muhammad joined the local YMCA. Here, too, Muhammad represented himself as Malvo's father. The Y's executive director, Dave Harding, says the two usually came in together, and both were physically fit.
From our recollection and talking to members, for the most part, the boy was fairly quiet to himself, usually working with the adult.
In December of last year, things changed dramatically. Malvo's mother, Una James, showed up in Bellingham. She and Muhammad were apparently embroiled in a bitter dispute over the boy. Malvo's mother called the police and said Muhammad was exhibiting too much influence over her son and she wanted to get him back. The INS soon got wind of Malvo and his mother, and the two were picked up on immigration charges for entering the country illegally. They were both detained in federal custody for about 3 weeks before being released on bond. Una James is believed to be seeking asylum. An INS hearing had been scheduled for next month, and in the interim, mother and son were free to stay in the U.S. What happened next remains largely a mystery, but we know that Malvo did not return to high school in Bellingham, though in January he briefly reappeared at the shelter with Muhammad. Although shelter manager Rory Rublin describes the two as nice and polite, he says there was something about Muhammad that had bothered him.
I thought there was something with this guy, not necessarily the boy, but the guy.
Rublin recalls one nonverbal exchange between the two in the shelter's cafeteria.
The boy, Malvo, was talking, joking with some other residents, and when Muhammad sat down, I just happened to look up at him as he shot a look to Malvo, like, be quiet, just with his eyes, and the kid, I mean, immediately clammed up.
Exactly what their relationship was remains unclear, as does the motive for the killing spree. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.